This week's season premiere of Two and a Half Men scored the show its biggest ratings ever with almost 28 million viewers. Pretty amazing, given the big change in the cast. Last season was cut short when the show's star Charlie Sheen had his meltdown. For more on Two and a Half Men's new man and also the rest of the fall TV season lineup, we reached Kim Masters. She's editor-at-large for The Hollywood Reporter. Hello, Kim.
Good morning.
So Two and a Half Men premiered on CBS Monday night with Ashton Kutcher, no Charlie Sheen, because they killed off Charlie Sheen's character. Let's take a listen.
Charlie lived life on his own terms and never apologized for who he was.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Why can't we see the body?
Yeah, I didn't come all this way to spit on a closed coffin.
Well, how did that go over?
Well, I think the critics have been a little more receptive than I would have anticipated. Charlie Sheen, as you know, that did not go well. There's a little bit of hostility, perhaps, expressed in that clip.
You think? You could hear that.
Yeah. But this is a hugely important piece of business for CBS. I mean, this is the number one sitcom in television. It's like a billion-dollar property. And so it's going to continue at least, I think, for a season and hopefully from CBS's point of view beyond.
Well, that's the drama in comedy on CBS.
Yes,
let's move on to the other the big story. another big story this fall TV season is going to be the launch of X Factor on Fox. What's going on there?
Yeah, there is a lot of drama on TV, even in reality competitions. Despite all the success of American Idol, all the principals kind of loathe each other. And so Simon Cowell left last year. American Idol continued to do extremely well, but Simon Cowell is now launching his own show, X Factor. You'll see a different panel of judges. You'll see different rules of the game. There are, unlike American Idol, which is individuals with age restrictions, X Factor is open to people from 12 up into their 80s.
And so we might see some elderly people singing on stage.
We will see elderly people in the first one that will air tonight.
Let's go to ABC. They have a pile of new shows. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, we just talked about CBS and Fox, which are the two mighty networks. And now we're talking about ABC and I presume NBC, which are struggling much more than the other two competitors. And ABC, therefore, has a lot of holes to fill in its schedule. And they're throwing a lot of stuff out there, hoping to attract women, such as Charlie's Angels, a remake, Pan Am, which just looks a little bit like Mad Men Wannabe.
Mad Men Wannabe, but on planes with flight attendants.
Yes, exactly. And they got some stuff for the guys, too. They're going for comedy. They're bringing back Tim Allen, who hasn't had a sitcom on TV since he was hugely successful with Home Improvement some years ago.
So, Kim, you mentioned that NBC is a network that's certainly struggling. They're trying to build a comedy block on Wednesday night, it sounds like, with two shows, Free Agents, and then there's the show called Up All Night that they've been promoting with Christine Applegate and Will Arnett.
Right. Sitcoms are really, really profitable for the networks. You know, they rerun. They can be sold in all kinds of packages. A lot of the networks are making runs at these things, including NBC. Up All Night is about Christina Applegate and Will Arnett as parents of a baby that they didn't, I don't think, fully expect. And they are finding the shock of contending with this baby is a lot to deal with.
God, I got no sleep last night. I mean, I was up with Amy from 1 to 4.
Well, I was up from 10 to midnight. You probably don't remember that because you were asleep while I was awake.
No, you were asleep when I got up at 1 because I saw you. I mean, because I was awake.
No, I'm sure you were groggy from being in such a deep sleep that you did not see that my eyes were wide open and I was indeed awake.
No,
I think any parent of a new baby will find that relatable.
It's the fall. It's TV time. Enjoy watching. We've been talking to Kim Masters. She's the host of The Business on KCRW. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, David.